I remember once I was below Israel, between Israel and Rockwood, and there was a lady lived up there on the Burton Underwood place. And she had a bunch of children playing out there in the road, near the railroad. And I heard her several times. I like to go up to the store every day or two. And come on back here. That comes a man, he'll get you. And I just stood as long as I could. I told her, I said, baby, please don't scare your children like that. I said, please, ma'am, don't. She didn't use the phrase nigger, but now if I hadn't have been listening, she would have said nigger will get you.
You know what she meant in there. What is it that people sometimes think they see around a graveyard?
Oh, I have.
Okay. Any other names, Brian? Okay. This is a lonely old house off on a dark road. People think they hear strange noises come from it at night.
Oh, that house is heavy.
Okay. You say, you better put a sweater on, it's getting
dark. Cold.
Or getting blank chilly.
Yeah.
Rather chilly, which is, or sort of?
Yeah, sort of chilly.
You say, I'll go with you in this, but I'm
tired.
What do you say to a friend you haven't seen for some time? If you're glad to see him.
Well, I'm glad to see you because I haven't seen you in quite a while.
Alright. You'd say he owns 500 acres. How much land would that be? That's a blank of land.
500 acres?
Yes, sir. If you were describing that much land, how much land would you say that'd be?
I'd say he has a big farm.
Okay. Did you ever use the term a right smarter land?
Well, I have.
That means?
If he had 500 acres, I'd say he's got a lot of land.
Okay. Would you also use the term right smart to talk about pain? If you had a right smarter pain? Of pain, if you were hurting somewhere, you're talking about pain.
No, I said a lot.
All right. How about money?
Oh, plenty of money. Plenty of money.
If you want to express agreement stronger than with just yes, what would you say?
Yes.
Stronger than yes.
Sure.
I'd say, can you really do that? And you'd say,
I'm afraid I can't.
Okay.
Or I can.
Okay. If you wanted to be very polite to somebody, would you say just yes?
No, I'd say yes, ma'am, yes, sir.
Okay. If somebody intensely disliked to go somewhere, you'd say he?
If he
intensely disliked to go somewhere, you'd say he.
He don't want to go.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I don't know what it'd be. So it depends on the circumstances. In that case,
okay,
I might say he's stuck.
Do you say he dreaded the place? Do you use the term dreaded for hate?
Well, not in some instances, I would say he dreads it.
Okay.
I might say